Run your mind's eye around yourself. Notice the balance of your head on the top of your neck. Notice the contact that you have with your bottom on the chair or seat. Use these two reference areas, that is, the top of your spine where your head balances, and your sitting bones at the bottom of your pelvis, to help you define your back. Your back includes both your entire neck and your entire pelvis. Now, consider the length of your back. Notice the contact that your back has with the backrest of the chair or seat. Give permission for your neck to unclench and soften. Give permission for the rest of your back, similarly, to unclench and soften. Allow yourself to breathe. Invite your weight to rest through your bones. Your skeleton can support you. Your muscles only need to do enough to keep you in balance and let you move. Think about the overall direction of releasing into length. Your head, freely poised on the end of your spine between your earlobes, can have an inherent forwards and upwards direction, something of a forwards and upwards arc. Just think it. Don't do it. Allow your weight to balance through your skeleton. Your sitting bones can release away from your head as your head releases away from your sitting bones. Again, quietly think your way around your body. Allow your neck to be free, releasing muscles from the base of your neck right up into the back of your skull. Allow your head to release forward and up around the end of your spine. You can soften around the head-neck joint in such a way that your head is freer in relation to your neck and back. Allow your back to lengthen and widen. That is, allow the muscles that run along the length of your back to soften and unclench, and allow your back to fan out around your abdomen and also through your shoulders and elbows. Allow yourself to simply quieten and notice what is. Don't attempt to flatten or straighten your back, nor to achieve a right position. Rather, simply observe. Do nothing, but remain alert and attentive. Maintain a softly focused intent without attachment to getting an immediate result. Again, quietly run your mind's eye around yourself. Notice the points of contact that you have with the surface that supports you, particularly the seat of the chair under your sitting bones, your feet resting on the floor, and your back against the backrest of the chair. You may find that you now wish to adjust your position. Here's a way. Keeping your length, that is, not jamming your head in or back, and avoiding tightening your abdomen and legs more than absolutely necessary, if at all, lean gently forwards from your sitting bones so that you're well inclined towards your table or desk or steering wheel, or just well away from the backrest. Then still considering the length of your back from the bottom of your sitting bones to the base of your skull, slide your bottom back as far as it will go into the corner of the chair. Again, still remembering to keep your length, come up to the upright once more, or back with your back into the backrest of the seat. Check through your basic directions once again. Allow your neck to be free. Allow your head to release forward and up. Allow your back to lengthen and widen. Give permission for your neck to unclench and soften. Give permission for the rest of your back similarly to unclench and soften. Allow yourself to breathe. As you need to move, do so thoughtfully. That is, continue giving your directions as you go into action. Not tightening requires the active engagement of your intent. Whatever movements you make, can you make a priority of not tightening, rather releasing into movement? Give time. You're the only one that can do this. A helpful attitude is one of a clearly and easily focused intent, without trying, without being attached to feeling right or feeling anything in particular. Your directions are a carefully formulated intent and one detached from a necessarily immediate result. This intent, coupled with a non-doing attitude, brings results at the right pace. Allow your neck to be free. Allow your head to release forward and up. Allow your back to lengthen and widen. Allow your sitting bones to rest on the seat. Give time. You cannot do an undoing. Give time. Your back can be thought of as a single functional entity which includes your neck and your entire pelvis. Consider the full length of your back from your bottom all the way to your ears. Keep letting your weight fall away from your head, down through your sitting bones. Allow your neck to be free. Allow your head to release forward and out. Allow your back to lengthen and widen. Allow your legs to release out of your back. Release along your thigh bones, allowing their muscular wrapping to soften and unclench. Remember that your pelvis belongs not to your legs, but to your back. Allow your weight to balance through your bones, falling through your skeleton. Your spine has lots of inbuilt spring. It wants to lengthen. As you allow your weight to fall and be supported, you can pick up the release with your intent and turn it into a lengthening. In letting go, we're not seeking to become floppy or relaxed in the conventional sense, which often implies collapse. Your bones are still weight-bearing, and the muscular wrapping still wants to maintain a toned, energized state. Keep the larger picture in view. That is, keep the whole in some sort of focus, even when observing or thinking about a part. In giving your directions, you're energizing and activating yourself. Allow your neck to be free. Allow your head to release forward and up. Allow your back to lengthen and widen. And allow your legs to release out of your back. Again, within the context of your general directions, quietly turn your attention to your breathing. Observe the movement of air in and out of your body, and notice what part of you moves as air goes in and out. Don't change anything. Just observe, as if from a distance, maintaining a benevolent detachment. Allow your neck to be free. Allow your head to release forward and up. Allow your back to lengthen and widen. Allow your legs to release out of your back and your sitting bones to rest down. Allow your back to soften and open with each breath. Rather than only an up and down motion at the front, your ribs can give you breathing space by expanding out sideways in a gentle widening. Think of breathing as being at least as much an activity of your back as it is of any other part of you. As you allow your back to soften and unclench, it can open and widen to allow air gently and easily into your lungs. Allow your back to gently inflate with each breath. Yet again, come back to that basic template of directions. Allow your neck to be free. Allow your head to release forward and up. Allow your back to lengthen and widen. Allow your legs to release out of your back. Consider your hip joints and the shape of the top of your thigh bones. Your legs don't extend straight down from your pelvis. The bones go out to the side first, before extending to the knees. Quietly let the very top of the thigh bones ease out away from each other. Go on allowing yourself to breathe, letting your back open with each breath, allowing your neck to be free, head to release forward and up, your back to lengthen and widen, sitting bones to release down. Quietly give permission for your jaw to soften. Allow your jaw to release away from your ears. Don't do it. Make no direct movement. Rather, again, invite your jaw to have as its inherent direction a direction forward and down away from your ears. Have in mind the sound of the syllable ah. There's nothing for you to do. Just think it. Your tongue may eventually come to rest on the floor of your mouth. The root of your tongue, at the back, may soften and relax. Again, come back to your guiding, orienting directions. Allowing your neck to be free. Head to release forward and up. Your back to lengthen and widen. And your legs to release out of your back. If you're using your arms, come back again to your sitting bones, letting your weight release freely through them. Allow your elbows to fall in by your sides, even though your hands may be out in front of you. Your arms can be thought of as extensions of your back. The power for your arms comes from your entire back, from the repose of your entire balanced weight. Allow your upper arm bones to release away from your neck and shoulders, flowing out of your back. Your fingertips can be thought of as originating in the breadth of your lower back. Allow a connection out of your entire back, through your shoulders and arms, right out through your fingertips. Your shoulders just happen to be on the way between your back and the business end, that is, your fingers. Allow your neck to be free. Allow your head to release forward and up. Allow your back to lengthen and widen. Allow your legs to release out of your back. Soften through the fleshy base of your thumbs and across the heels of your hands. As you move your arms, go on letting yourself breathe. Stop and have yet another think. Has moving caused you to tighten somewhere? Is your neck still free? Are you still breathing freely? Allow your neck to be free. Head to release forward and up. Your back to lengthen and widen. And your legs to release out of your back. Allow your weight to rest through the bones of your skeleton, giving you the freedom and release to breathe and lengthen and expand.